This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hello everyone, this is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the Sustainable Aviation Foundation Symposium in Redwood City, California. Speaking with Joseph Kahlo, who is of the German DLR, roughly the equivalent of NASA, I guess, for Germany, the Aerospace Center there. You've been working a lot on hydrogen power for aircraft, or hydrogen power in general, and there's a lot of progress there. I'd like to ask, where does it go from here? What do you see as the principal barriers that need to be overcome so that hydrogen can be commercialized?
So our first goal is now to show that the functionality of the fuel cell and the hydrogen technology can be used for aircraft propulsion. And our next project, the Hy4, will show that it's possible to have four people on board and travel with the hydrogen in an airplane.
One of the projects you did, you showed here, was a taxi motor for an Airbus. Tell us a little bit about that.
The nose wheel motor for the air taxi was done like 2012, and there we had a fuel cell installed in an Airbus A320, and we produced electricity for the nose wheel, and the nose wheel drove the Airbus on ground.
And the idea of that would be, if that were commercialized, it would taxi to the runway on hydrogen and then saving fuel?
Exactly. So the efficiency of turbines on ground is not very good. So we can save a lot of fuel, up to 200 liters per mission, if we have those nose wheels installed.
And how about the fuel cell itself? What kind of efficiencies and what kind of energy density can you expect from the technology now and the technology when it's eventually industrialized?
So the efficiency of the fuel cell systems we have today is around 50 to 52%. In future, I think a couple of percent, maybe up to 55%, is possible. We will use these fuel cells with a very high energy density, because the energy density is only measured in the amount of hydrogen which goes into the hydrogen storage unit. So if we increase that, then we can have a lot of energy density.
How about the conversion of the hydrogen? You were talking about electrolysis. I think you were talking about converting hydrogen from natural gas. So what other sources are there?
So to provide the hydrogen, we have the steam reforming path, which we can reform natural gas and produce hydrogen, but much more efficient, but also emission-free, is the production of hydrogen from electrolyzers by splitting water in hydrogen and oxygen.
And how about the energy density as far as the weight of a hydrogen system, weight per unit of power?
So per unit of power, it's hard to say, but we can achieve with our system between 550 watt hours per kilogram and maybe 600 watt hours per kilogram.
That's where we are right now?
So that is feasible today. Right now we are around 420 to 450.
And what kind of a time frame do you see for commercialization of this technology?
So for small aircraft, up to four, maybe six passengers, it's just a matter of time and money. So that can be done today. For bigger aircraft, maybe, let's say, up to 19-seater, it will take like 10 to 15 years to work that out. For bigger aircraft, up to 40-seaters, which from our perspective is feasible, it will take like 25 to 30 years.
What do you think would be the principal barriers from commercializing it right now for light aircraft? Is it a question of investment and certification?
So first, sure, it's the investment of certification and safety regulations. Then we have also the infrastructure problem. So from the infrastructure side, what we need is hydrogen infrastructure, and at the moment gas is much too cheap. So before we start with implementing hydrogen, I think gas has to be much more expensive.
And what would that what form would that infrastructure take?
Hydrogen infrastructure is very easy to implement. So we have in California already hydrogen refueling stations, and those refueling stations has had to be at the airport. So it's common technology, nothing special. It has to be done.
Do you think that the automotive sector will drive it first?
Oh yes, from my perspective, the hybrid fuel cell car is on the run, so we will see more and more such cars. And we had also a very positive push from the automotive sector, because materials for the fuel cells and also materials for the hydrogen storage systems were improved in the last 20 years. And I am very confident that the automotive operation will help the aviation in implementing this.
Thank you very much, Dr. Cowell.
Thank you.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the Sustainable Aviation Foundation Symposium in Redwood City, California. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.